I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Pod Diva. Diva Magazine turns 30 this year, and to celebrate, we're covering all those 30 years in the 30 days of April here on Pod Diva. My name's Rachel Shelley. You might know me from TV's The L Word. Are you ready for another spin in the time machine? Today, we're heading back to 2014. Jess Glynn was telling us there's no place she'd rather be. Farrell was certainly happy, and Charlie XCX was feeling fancy. 2014 was also the year that we were introduced to Sam Smith and their debut album In the Lonely Hour. Who else is still blasting their hit song Stay With Me? While the rest of the world was busy buying tickets to the film adaptation of John Green's The Fault in Our Stars, we were busy watching Desiree Akhavan's bisexual cult classic film Appropriate Behaviour. The film follows the character of Shirin, who is struggling to balance all of her identities. Is it possible to be an ideal Persian daughter, politically correct, bisexual and hip young Brooklynite? If you haven't seen it, watch it tonight. To celebrate Diva's 30th birthday, we're taking a look back through our archives to see what was happening at Diva HQ and in the LGBTQIA community in 2014. Are you ready? January saw Hollywood star Kathy DeBuono take to the cover to tell us all about being Hollywood's leading lesbian lady. This is your sign to rewatch, and then came Lola. I know, I'm giving you a fair amount of homework in this episode. March, we met up with activist Jack Munro. In April, the L Word's very own Leisha Haley told us that, quote unquote, I wish I hadn't done so many nude scenes. From June onwards, the Diva HQ was pretty much taken over by the cast of hit TV show Orange is the New Black. The hit show had already earned its rank in the queer canon of beloved shows, and we could not get enough of its stars. Natasha Lyonne sizzled on the cover of our June issue. Leah Delaria told us that chicks dig her in July. And Ruby Rose smouldered in September alongside her ex-girlfriend Phoebe Dahl. If that wasn't enough fictional Suffolk inmates for you, don't worry, because in October 2014, we spoke to Wentworth Prison's very own Frankie Doyle, aka Nicole Da Silva, who told us, and this is a direct quote,
I don't eat sausage. I'm a vegetarian.
To finish off the year, we spoke to EastEnders' very own lesbian couple, Tina and Tosh. Away from Diva HQ, big changes were happening all over the world. The first marriages of same-sex couples occurred in the UK in March of 2014. Wedding bells everywhere were ringing. The late Queen Elizabeth II praised London Gay and Lesbian Switchboard for their 40 years of service to the community. And Berlin opened the world's first lesbian-only cemetery. In the realm of pop culture, Elliot Page came out as gay at a conference for LGBTQIA youth. Laverne Cox made history by featuring on the cover of Time. And Irish hockey player Nicky Simmons became the first openly gay international sportswoman in Ireland. On the legal side of things, Ecuador banned conversion therapy, Malta legalized same-sex adoption and made LGBTQIA discrimination illegal, and various states in America made same-sex marriage legal. Denmark was ahead of the rest of the world by recognizing non-binary identities in legal documents. While the LGBTQIA community were celebrating these wins, there were others who were mourning the loss of their rights. In Nigeria, same-sex marriage was made illegal, and in Uganda, a new law was passed making homosexual activity punishable by life imprisonment. Back at Diva HQ, we were busy hunting for the biggest stories of the year, which included the rise of feminist video games, asking why lesbians weren't in more adverts, how to smash the lesbian glass ceiling, and all the ins and outs of intimate massages. And there you have it, 2014 through the kaleidoscopic lens of Diva magazine and its readers. Tomorrow we'll be welcoming in 2015 as our new year, when Samira Wiley and Kristen Stewart were hitting the headlines once again. If you want to stay in the loop, don't forget to browse our Pod Diva archive. There's over 100 exclusive interviews there. They all amplify the voices of the LGBTQIA community and its allies. Seeing as it's Sunday, why not stick around with me for a few more minutes, because I want to read to you one of our favourite articles from the last 7 years. Yes, it's true, this is an interview that I did. I wrote the article, but I think you're going to really enjoy it, mainly because it's a real insight into one of your favourite people, Jennifer Beals.
Pod Diva.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Pod Diva.
So this is from the November 2011 issue. The actor behind Bette Porter, the L Word's alpha female, talks to her friend Rachel Shelley about her book, L Word Nostalgia, and her need for privacy. It was on the red carpet for the second season L Word premiere that I first realised how exceptional Jennifer Beals is. She was mid-interview with E! Channel or some such and had just expressed her very real grief at the death of actor Ozzie Davis, who played her father in the series. Barely acknowledging her words or giving her space to draw breath, the interviewer was straight in with his next question. What was she wearing tonight? Jennifer paused. Amidst the madness of flashbulbs and cacophonic name-calling that is a crazed red carpet experience, she had the wherewithal to fix the guy with a hard stare. Struggling to be heard over the hubbub, she chided him concisely. Did he not hear what she had just said? How could he plunge into inanities when she had been marking the life of a great and esteemed man? I was blown away. Those red carpet interviews represent life at its most vapid, yet it didn't deter Jennifer from her true nature. The easier response may have been just to name the designer, to give good interview and pass it off as a Hollywood moment. But Jennifer's not prepared to reduce her life or emotions to a series of easy soundbites for media satisfaction. Everything she is or does is without compromise and with total commitment to the truth. So I have to admit, I was a little trepidatious about interviewing Miss Beals. As much as I've come to love you, dear Diva reader, I'm not about to ruin a valued relationship by asking the wrong question and blurring the lines between journalist and personal friend. There have been, of course, many conversations and experiences she and I have shared over the years that would be unsuitable for a magazine article, whether she was famous or not. Most are obvious. Others are wonderfully weird, like the names of her pets. She is, by her own admission, a very private person. But more of that later. Of course, there's no hiding one thing about Beals, and that's her abundance of creativity and talent. Her latest and highly anticipated project, the L Word book, has been so popular the printers are struggling to keep up with demand. Jennifer describes it as an attempt to archive her experience in the form of a photographic journal going behind the scenes of the show. It includes cast commentary and assorted ephemera, bits of scripts, call sheets, production memos. Only available to order online, the book reflects the intimate nature of the L Word fan base, in that it can be personalised with a dedication page or by adding private photos. This is exceptional in the world of publishing. So I was curious, what had inspired her? Jennifer said, "It first started as an impulse to create a family album for the cast and crew. I'm very particular about memory and very aware that mine's quickly eroding. Then at the convention we did together, L5 in Blackpool, November 2008, I saw how interested people were in the minutiae of the show and how generous they were. So I thought, here's an opportunity to provide the fans with a different experience of the show and to continue our tradition of fundraising. With all proceeds going to charity, the book was a total labour of love for Beals. I know from phone calls over the past 18 months that it's gobbled up her spare time as well as some of her patience. She compares getting the L Word cast together to wrangling cats. She said, my fantasy was to have everyone at a round table and show the photos, to have this dialogue with one another. But that's just not possible. Everyone is at every corner of the earth and doing a whole manner of things. I managed to get Rose, Mia, Kate and Leisha together. Pam was the most difficult. I was begging her, Pam, give me something, anything. Her perseverance paid off, ultimately securing revealing interviews, particularly when it comes to the controversial show finale. She said, the cast are very forthright in the interviews, especially about the sixth season. I think for some people it gives them a sense of closure that they didn't have when watching the show, to experience how we, the cast, were processing it. Everyone came back to the fact that it was a fantastic experience, that it was a utopic project. Flicking back through the book, the photographs transport me, Rachel, back to those Vancouver summers so vividly, I can almost hear Leisha's gurgling laugh or Floyd barking. Moments of candor return alongside the height of posturing, images that only a confidant could witness or an artist capture. Amidst all this nostalgia, who could blame Jennifer for missing the L word? She said, "I miss Bette sometimes, especially when I'm in the middle of an argument with someone and I think, I know she would know what to do." In fact, we both get a little wistful about that aspect of our characters. She continues, "I miss my clothes. Let's face facts. I miss hanging out on set with the other women, doing the planet scenes. Leisha could make me laugh so easily. It was just fun. I'm just really deeply appreciative of the experience and so profoundly grateful to Eileen for letting us share to the degree she did with her process." So does that make Bette Porter the defining role of her career to date? And Jennifer replies, "It's very fluid. I don't think that anything that has to do with identity is that solid. Also, it's not for me to decide. It's for other people. It's not as if I go around thinking, what's my defining role?" When I mentioned to Jennifer that some people actually do spend time debating that very question, contrasting the merits of Bette Porter versus Alex Owen, her breakthrough role in the movie Flashdance, she's genuinely surprised. "I think we can safely say she doesn't read any of the myriad websites that analyze every breath she takes." Jennifer says, "No, I don't. It's just too self-reflective and bizarre. I can barely figure out how to use my iPod, much less someone's blog." And here we are at the delicious dichotomy at Jennifer's core, a self-confessed hermit who's happy to share her personal photographic journal with the world. When she filmed last year in New Mexico for The Book of Eli, a post-apocalyptic film starring Denzel Washington, she rented an adobe cabin in the middle of nowhere, in the quiet and amongst trees. Why the solitude and privacy? Is it from her childhood? Because of her fame, maybe? Jennifer replies, "Well, doctor," she laughs, "I have no idea. This morning I went for a run in the forest and apart from having my dogs with me, I was alone. It was wonderful. I like the quiet. You can hear who you are. You can hear who the trees are. It's a different perspective that's not dictated by the media." But it would be wrong to think of Jennifer as a solitary, unsocial person who never shares her feelings. If you've seen her at a convention or heard her deliver a speech, you'll know she's not afraid to show her vulnerability or happiness, that she's ebullient in nature. In fact, this is part of what makes her such a compelling actor. Her face is constantly awash with fleeting emotions. She has a family, her nearly 5-year-old daughter and her husband, and an array of intimate friends with whom she's loquacious, funny, entertaining, and always truthful. She says, "I'm the small dinner person rather than a club person. Quality over quantity, I offer?" "Yes, exactly, exactly," she laughs. "I have been more sociable of late. You'd be surprised. We're letting loose. As a kid, I spent a lot of time by myself in the garden getting dirty." That may sound like an only child talking, but she has 2 brothers, one older and one younger. Beals was, famously, still a freshman at Yale when she was cast in the 1983 movie Flashdance. Catapulted overnight into being an icon for the decade, there's a club night in Hoxton named after the film, she even kept this life-changing new secret for as long as possible. She says, "I got the call and got the movie, and the first night in my hotel, I called my mom and said, 'Guess where I am?' They didn't know half the time what I was doing. I didn't tell everyone right away, like 3 people. Then I just held on to it." Yes, having gone to Yale does mean she's exceptionally intelligent. She speaks 4 languages, and I remember her taking Sanskrit classes at some point. She's intellectually curious, which makes her stimulating company and capable of great dedication. She's an accomplished triathlete who learnt open water swimming just months before completing her first race. Taking this into account, she could have turned her hand to almost anything. "So is acting enough for her?" I ask. She replied, "Yes, I love it. It's really fantastic. When you get a great role and a great scene and a great scene partner and you're just in that little pocket and everything just floats away and you're in that kind of dream." She breaks off with a small sigh. "And if she hadn't become an actress?" Jennifer says, "A photojournalist. It's about encountering people and being open to their story and how they articulate their story. I think the most attractive thing is being involved in some sort of storytelling, whether it's through film or television. Acting makes me feel more alive. Which is lucky, because I don't need to tell you how in demand she is. Since The L Word, she's appeared in TV's Lie to Me with Tim Roth. She compares her 4 episodes on this to The L Word as like writing a haiku instead of a novel. She played Gary Oldman's blind wife in The Book of Eli. She starred in the indie movie A Night for Dying Tigers, capturing one evening in the life of a highly dysfunctional family. It also stars Lauren Lee Smith, The L Word's Lara Perkins, of whom Beale says, "She's a frigging genius. Watching her blew my mind. It was so subtle. She brought so much more to the part. She was tremendous and gorgeous to top it off." And next up for Beals is the female lead in a new TV show for Fox called Ride Along. Said Jennifer, "Sean Ryan is the showrunner. He did Lie to Me. That's where we met. He's very good and very smart, and I feel very lucky. I play Chicago's first female chief of police, Superintendent Teresa Colvin, much too young and not of the chosen gender for the job, helping clean up the corruption in the city of Chicago. I feel incredibly grateful and honored, as Sean is such a great writer. He also did The Shield." The Shield, if you don't know it, is an amazing cop show, and it'll be exciting to see Jennifer in a similar role to the one Glenn Close played. Tough, competing in a man's world with glimpses of vulnerability. Maybe she'll even be wielding a gun. Ride Along, which co-stars Jason Clarke of Brotherhood, means relocating to her old hometown of Chicago and might seem to be a big change of direction for Jennifer. As a huge Sean Ryan junkie, I'm thrilled for her. But when I ask if she's played a cop before, she says, "Oh yeah, but don't even take me there, Rachel." So I don't. I know better than to push it. This is an interview and some subjects are off limits, and this is one of them. As are pet details. She clarifies, "My dogs take their job of security very seriously. They're our pets and our friends, but there's no calming them down if there's someone in the yard." I ask, "Can I include their names in the interview, I wonder?" "No, what a surprise, right?" She laughs wholeheartedly, then offers up a tale so intimate it paints a dreamy portrait of a young Jennifer Beals who's already self-sufficient, already brimming with confidence. She's protecting her cherished emotions and experiences from prying eyes, keeping them private, even at this tender age. She says, "Can I tell you, when I went to camp as a kid, I would get letters from friends or family, and while all the other kids were tearing open their letters and devouring the words from their families, I would not open my letters for like 2 days. I would just savor the fact that I had them. It was insane. It was this delicious prolonging of the joy, in a way. By telling everyone about it, sometimes for me, it dissipates the joy." I ask, "So you've always been secretive?" Jennifer replies, "It doesn't feel like secretive. It just feels like holding on to something that's mine, that I savor. Not very conducive to interviews." At this admission, she laughs shamelessly, and I laugh along with her. You've got to love her. I suggest it makes her more mysterious, more enigmatic. "I don't mean to be secretive," she states, very matter-of-factly. "I just enjoy what I enjoy."
Pot Diva.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. juvederm.com. That's juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.